Now on the fifth quarter show, I'm joined by Tim Smith, the Sweet Springs boys basketball coach. And Coach, things went pretty well for you last week, just one game, but you beat Wellington Napoleon 48-45, and the Tigers are pretty solid, so it's got to be exciting to get that victory.
Very well-coached team, very athletic. They got several guys that can shoot it. We came out and played really well, had a 32-15 lead at halftime, and to their credit, like we knew they would, they came out and came back on us and actually took, a two- or a three-point lead at one time in the fourth quarter. And our kids battled back, got a couple buckets late, knocked down some free throws, and was able to hang on at the end. So it was a nice win for us.
I had a chance to see the Tigers earlier in the year, and they can put points up in bunches. So it had been pretty encouraging to see your defense lock them down to just 15 points in the first half, like you said, and then 45 overall.
Yeah, holding them to 15 in the first half, we did a very nice job on Brady Hughes. He's an exceptional player. He can shoot it from the outside and post you, and he's still young. He's just a sophomore, so he's only going to get that much better. And so come from a long line of pretty good players there at Wellington, and his older brother, Duncan Hughes, is a really good player as well. So we did a nice job on him and did a nice job of controlling their other shooters and didn't let them get going. So the Florence kid did get loose for us or for them in the second half in the post, but and helped them with that comeback. But I thought our kids did a very good job out of our man-to-man overall.
Who are some of the kids leading the way right now for the Greyhounds?
We're mainly a junior, sophomore, and freshman-laden team. So good thing is we got a lot of these kids back next year. We do have a couple seniors that have done a nice job. One of them was Hunter Sims, who did a nice job on the Hughes kid. And Jacob Hall is the other senior we have on the team. So those two did a nice job for us that night. But our junior, Cole Fogarty, shot the ball really well. He had 17 points and really got us going there in the first half. And Cole Murphy, another junior for us, he's a point guard for us. And George Yorchin, the other point guard. I thought those two played extremely well, handling the ball, knocking out the free throws, and getting to the basket.
All right, it looks like next week you're going to match up with West Strand and Lone Jack. What do you want to see your team improve on next week and as you get further into the season?
Just got to keep getting consistent. You know, we had Fayette beat in the final 2 minutes and gave that one away at the New Franklin tournament. And then we came back out the next night and didn't play very well against Community. Then we come back and play really well against Wellington for a half, and they outplayed us in the second half. But we just got, if we can get that consistency and play a full 32 minutes, we're going to be tough to beat. So that's what we're looking for the rest of the year.